Welcome to Geeky Live. Hello, everybody. I'm Frankie D. You are in Geeky Live. This is a podcast dedicated to you and me, geeks. Everything from movies, TV shows, hobbies, life, relationships. Anything we talk about us, what we are, what we are going to be, this is for you. And I hope you join me every week, every Friday, an episode of Just Geeky Live. I hope you can say...
You had me at hello. You had me at hello.
Hello? Did I got you in hello? Did I got you in hello? Come on, by now I had to get you in hello. Hello? Hello? All right. This is the fourth episode. And welcome back or welcome for first time. I'm Frankie D. And say, who the heck is Frankie D? Well, I'm a small YouTuber. I've been having a YouTube channel. You reviews with Frankie D's. I do reviews of movies, TV shows, some gadgets, video games. And, of course, we know the last year it's just been tough for everybody going to the movies. It's not they can do it. See, I always want to do a podcast. I'm a geek. Are you a geek? If you know, if you're a geek, check the first episode. That's the big question. Are you a geek or a nerd? Check the first episode. And what we do is just talk about geeky things, geeky life, between collectibles, movies, TV shows, life, a little bit everything. Last episode was Walter, friend of mine, a buddy of mine, who we talk about video games, the one we love to play before and now. So if you haven't checked it out, episode number 3, awesome episode. It took a little bit longer, 50 minutes, but we talked about great things with Walter. And again, Walter, thank you for joining me last week. And here we go now today. What we talk about today? Well, as you see in the cover and the title, I had a problem. I had a major problem. I think a lot of people had a problem like me. Maybe worse. Funko Pops. Yeah, I know. I'm a grown-up. I'm a 60-year-old kid. Really, I'm a 60-year-old kid because you're going to my apartment and you're going to see in the cover of this episode, you're going to see a lot of the images, some of the stuff that I have. I can't put all the stuff that I have, but some of the stuff that I'm proud. But I'm really a collector. I love Funko Pop. I like collectible toys. I like robots. I have a problem, guys. Help me. Help me because I don't know what to do. And a lot of people like me, not just Funko Pop. Some people are collectible toys. Disney pin. I mean, we can talk about a lot of stuff. Collectible? Listen, comic books. That's a collectible that make you money. But you know what? Any collectible can make you money if you want to do it for the money. But even so, if you want to do it just because you're passionate, you want to collect, I'm going to tell you some of the stories, some of the stuff that I have. That's just... I started searching the last couple of days what I have. And Funko Pop. I mean, talk about Funko Pop. Stupid little toys. Hey, they're cute and I like it. But stupid little toys. And sometimes cost $8, $9, $10, depending which one. And they are value big money, big time. But let's talk about that. Are you a collectible? Are you the one like me who collect things? But not just collect anything. I just things that I really like. I don't have 200 Funko Pop. I don't know how many I have. I don't know, probably 30, 40, 50. I don't know. I tried to do a collection of series, like the Star Wars. I did all the Star Wars and you have the Falcon. Millennium Falcon on the side, and I had two stormtroopers, and I had some robots. But I had like a display with all the Funko Pops on the Star Wars that I like, from the old ones and the new ones, and I can make a display. And that's what I do. I try to do some like a display. One of the things I say before, I'm a guy who collect things. But I open the box. And I know most of the people don't open the box. Most of the people, it's just, I don't understand. It's just keep it in the box because they lose the value. And they have it for 50, 60 years or whatever. You have it in the box and you never, dude, come on, girls, guys. If you buy something, it's because, unless you buy it for the money as a collectible because you want to keep it for a couple of years and then sell it, okay, I understand. But if you don't mind, you don't want to do that because I don't. It's just open the box, baby. Just let it breathe. Enjoy. Put a display. Put it on the side. I know it's a pain in the butt cleaning sometimes. I do it once a week. I do the dustbuster and clean it nice and soft. But it's just enjoy. Make a display like I do. Find a place to display it. A lot of people keep it in the box. I don't understand. And sometimes when you see the reviews and see Amazon or eBay, and they do a review, do you like this Funko? Do you like this collectible? No, I hate it. I give you 1 star. What? Oh, well, the Funko is awesome. But the box came a little bit punched in the corner and a little bit crooked and a little hole there. Dude, the review is about the Funko Pop, not by the box of the Funko Pop. The collectible. Don't give me the wrapping. I mean, Jesus. And sometimes people do reviews and they make no sense what they're talking about. But Funko Pops, I mean, collectible. I tell you what I do. I love Funko Pops from the beginning. I remember when my daughter... I got to tell you a little bit of a story here that I haven't told you before. And it could be a little bit sappy, but I don't want you to be sappy. Just I want you to understand who am I. I mean, I'm Frankie D. I'm a 60-year-old guy who come to my apartment. It looked like a 14-year-old, 12-year-old kid living here. I have my Xbox Series X, my PlayStation 5, and I got all the video games, and I have, you know, collectibles, and all my house, all my apartment, I mean, is all framed posters of famous movies, most of it Marvel, or Star Wars, or like in front of me right now, I had a Blade Runner in front of my studio, and just, that's what I am. But I was a single dad for 20 years. Long time ago, my wife passed away, and I keep my daughter, and of course, I have my daughter, 4 years old, and I'm sorry, I'm going to try the... Don't be emotional, because sometimes I am, and I'm sorry. I don't want to be sappy for this. But since she was 4 years old, I raised her for 20 years. And we had no family where we live in the United States. We have nobody. It's just the two of us. And by myself, with no credit card, with anything, you know, you had great times and you had bad times. But we've been through hell in our lives. But with my daughter, we were very close. We weren't just... father and daughter, we were just buddies, my best friend. And sometimes her friends didn't understand it. Sometimes she, what do you always hang out with your dad? Because we like to be together. And we like to go to the movie 4 or 5 times a week. We like to collect things. We like to go and binge watch movies and TV shows. And like some of the shows that I put in episode number 2, my favorite TV show, some of those episodes, we used to watch it together. And my daughter sadly passed away at the age of 24. Suddenly, one of those one in a million things that happened, and she was 24, and that was 4.5 years ago. And it's still a struggle. And someday we're going to do a podcast, but, you know, people who lose depression. But today is not about that. I tell you because we used to, when Funko Pop started coming out, we both start buying stuff. And I have her stuff because I have her stuff in a special place where I keep all her stuff. Everything is in the box. But, you know, she was waiting to make a display like I do and, you know, and just put it all out because she believed in the same way. Enjoy now. And I can tell you right now, when you have, you never know when it's going to be your time. You never know what's going to happen. Tomorrow can be a fire. Everybody's running out of the house. And you lose everything. Enjoy now. Don't think about it. You're going to enjoy it in 20 years or your grandkids. This is something you buy for you to enjoy. And that's what I do. I just do display like, I love Doctor Who. Hold on. Doctor Who. Like I said before, Doctor Who, Reincarnation 2005 by Russell Davies. So the Dr. Knight, 10 and 11, awesome. And I keep the Funko, those three. I had the TARDIS Funko, beautiful big one. And I make like a little display with it, you know, the screwdriver. And just try to make like, you know, a Doctor Who display. Then I make Guardians of the Galaxy. I found a long time ago in Vegas, in one of the Disney stores, outlet, that I never see it before, the ship from the Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one. And I can't remember the name, but I know it has a name, but I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. I don't want to Google it. I don't want to interrupt what I'm talking because this is a conversation between you and me. And I found out, as my daughter said, Dad, that's only $10. No, it's not. That had to be at least 30, 40 bucks. I can buy it. And so I buy a red tag. Looks awesome. It has light. It has inside. And then I start building around that all the Funkos from the Guardians of the Galaxy. And then I have a display, the ship in the front, in the back, and all the Guardians of the Galaxy. So I make a little by little displays, which I'm now going to transfer that display from my bedroom to the living room because I buy another bin to put all the track lights. I know, I have a problem, guys. Help me, I had a problem because I don't know what to do. Now I had to put it in the living room because I already brought the track light, so I light up all the ships and everything on it. And that's what I do. I collect things. Like one of my major problems lately, The Mandalorian. Help me. I don't know what to do. Funko Pop or whatever. Just Mandalorian is my favorite show for the past 2 years. I mean, I'm a Star Wars fanatic, but the essence of Star Wars, this was the best thing that ever happened to Star Wars. To me, and everybody who is a fan of Star Wars, know The Mandalorian is the best thing that ever happened in the last 10, 15 years. Technically, since the original trilogy, I think nothing have what we did with The Mandalorian. And as a matter of fact, Walter, my buddy, who did the podcaster podcast last week, he just finished the second season. He is not a big Star Wars. And we said it on the last week. But I've been telling you have to watch a lot, not just me. A lot of people say, this is a big boss, The Mandalorian. Come on, dude. Just, you know, it's just, you just have a baby. You're not going to work. Just binge it. Binge it. It's only 8 episodes, first season, second season. He fell in love the first season. He fell in love with the second season. He just texted me this afternoon. I said, I finished it, and I tear up. And then, of course, that is scene with Baby Yoda and Mando, when they're going to say goodbye, it's just, dude, if you don't tear up, you're a rock, man. And he's making fun of it, good, because it's a great show. I have a problem since it started last year. I started collecting all the Mandalorians pops, the most important, and especially with Baby Yoda and him. And even the big pop, there's like 11 inches or something like that. I bought it like 4 months before it came out. And I think $30. I don't know if it's still the same price or not. But this is the key. I did a big display. Then I might have one big display that you see it there when The Mandalorian. And then I have more stuff. I don't know where to put it because it's going to be too crowded. And I start wondering, should I make another side of The Mandalorian? And then this afternoon, when Walter was texting me, I start thinking about, you know what, in my lunch, there are two characters I don't have of The Mandalorians. I just don't have it. Should I get it? And this is a problem with me. Of course, Ahsoka, I had to get it. And Moff Gideon, I had to get it. And I got it. And I said, oh, God, I had to stop. But they're in good price, and I find it cheaper. And this is the key, how you find cheaper, not the Funko Pop, any collectible. Don't think the Amazon is the only place when you can buy the stuff. A lot of people think about it, it's just Amazon is the only place you can buy stuff. And you don't. It's a lot of places you can buy. And one of the things I like to do when I collect and search Amazon in special, because Amazon sometimes, and Funko Pop in special, if you are a collectible Funko Pop, keep going all the time if they're available. Because most of the times, you're going to see, you know what, available in 3 months, in 4 months. And you say, well, I go in 3 months and I buy it. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's a no-no. It's a no-no. Buy now. Because I have Funko Pops that I bought it for $8.99. $8.50, $9. And I bought it 3 months in advance, 4 months in advance. When they come out, they're sold out. You won't find it. And you know what happened with those ones? They were $8.99, $9.99. Now they are $30, $40, $50. Then I have Funko Pop. The other day I was searching a lot of stuff that I have that I bought it cheap, but I bought it in advance. And I say, dude, these are $50. I bought it for $7. How could it be? And then I bought this. Oh, my God. I bought this collectible way in advance, 3 or 4 months in advance, the Black Series, where it's the Speed Racer with the Stormtrooper and Baby Yoda. You know, what you see that image of the Speed Racer where, in the last episode of The Mandalorian, you know, when he steals the Baby Yoda and he's running around. Okay, I thought, okay, I had to have that. That looks amazing. $50. Oh, crap. Jesus. I don't have it. I don't know. Okay. No. Frankie, no. Don't buy. 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I had to get it. I got to get it. It's my Christmas gift for me. I don't care. I had to. And one of the things when you buy in Amazon in advance, I don't have anything with Amazon. I don't have sponsors. I don't have anything. I don't make no money in my YouTube channel. I don't make no money here. I got nothing. But one of the things when you buy in advance in Amazon, they don't charge your credit card right away. They only charge you the credit card or your debit card right when they send it. So you have enough time to collect and find a way. And when they got it, I got it 2 weeks in advance. And you know what? I love it. I haven't even opened the box because I'm just rebuilding a new section, Mandalorian, because I don't know where to put it. I had too much stuff and I had to put it in the right place because it's gorgeous. And I look at the other day and it's $148 on eBay, $98 on Amazon. I say, what the heck? And sometimes when you buy things in advance, and because you know they are going to be collectible, so they start, they don't raise the price. Sometimes it go cheaper. It go $1 cheaper. But most of the time, they're going higher. And not just for the Funko Pop. Anything else you buy. I love Funko Pops and some collectibles. I like robots. I have a problem. Those three robots you see in the picture with me, those are my favorite robots of all the past. And especially, you know, I paid $50 for the one in Lost in the Space, the original. Iron Giant, it was in special in Walmart. They are the two robots that are famous, the Iron Giant, and the other one, it's just $18. And when I saw that and they walk and they light up, I said, dude, this is awesome for $18. And sometimes I have a problem. I make minimum wage, guys. I just don't make a lot of money. But I have a problem. Help me. Tell me, do you have the same problem? Send me a message to my podcast for the next week. Tell me, you have a problem like me? Are you just stuck? Sometimes you don't know what to do because you want to buy more and you can't. I try to buy little by little, but you know, like today I buy two more and I had to stop. I had to stop because if we don't, collectibles. I mean, it's not just Funko Pop. My daughter used to collect Disney pin. Disney pin are a humongous thing. That's not even collectible. That's like a culture thing. People who love Disneyland and Disney, collectible pins are, there's a collectible pin you buy for $12.99. I think the original Sunday come every month. They're $12.99, $12.95. She done lines at midnight and the Capitan Theater in Hollywood just to get one, the Cinderella or something like that, special edition things. And some of those pins are $400, $500, $1,000 because they're humongous collectibles. And Disney pins are huge. Don't talk about collectibles without talking about comic books. That's something that's been forever, for decades and decades. I mean, and some people collect it. And those I understand that you want to put it in the plastic wrap. You just want to keep it intact because absolutely, those are precious. It's very easy to damage, and you have to be very careful. But collectible comic books is a moneymaker. But some people do it not just because as a money, they're just because they love it. Okay, people love it, comic books. And this is a typical what you do, comic books. Another thing, you get a Funko, you have Disney pins, the comic books. And one of the things I used to collect and stop, a lot of people do. The physical media DVDs and Blu-ray disappear, or sometimes PC video games, it started disappearing. Most of it's downloading. You don't buy much of that. You don't buy Blu-rays. Most of it now you buy probably 4K. But I would say 2 years from now, it's going to disappear. But most of the time, if you think about it, in the last 10 years, it used to be a lot of special edition ones before they come out. They come with a statue and a collectible helmet, something I never bought when it came up. I think it was Halo 3, if I'm not wrong, the video game. It came with a helmet of Halo. That's something I want to get. If it's donations and people want to donate me and send me one, I take it. That's a fanatic of Halo, the video game, and I never could have that little thing. It comes with a helmet. And you buy an eBay, and those are $100, $200. They're very expensive. But if you have one, you don't care. It's in your garage. You want to throw it away, or it's your wife doesn't want you to have it around, and I pay for the shipping, I take it. That's the only thing I can afford. And I love, but other people had that, had collectibles coming with the Blu-ray, with the DVD, or the video games. One of my collectibles, I remember the Dark Knight came in the Blu-ray, and the shape or the logo of Batman, and it came in the motorcycle, the battery cycle, whatever you call it, from Batman. And I have that. It looks awesome. And you see it in the picture there. If you see the little Funko with Pop, with Batman and Batgirl, and you see the motorcycle, that came in that with the Dark Knight. And those are things that love those kind of collectibles. But are you collectible? Are you a fanatic that collects something? And no, there are people who are just overboard. There are people who just have a closet full of stuff and they never use it. They never display it. And that's a little bit, to me, overboard. I understand that, but to me, if you buy something, you have something to display it, to enjoy it. If you don't want to if you don't want to open the box, I understand, whatever. Just, but at least display it with the box. Do something. Just show it. Don't put it under the bed or in the closet or in your garage. What the heck you have it there? It can be a flood and you lose everything you never enjoy. If you don't want to show it, if you're not going to use it, sell it. Sell it or give it away. I take it. I'm first in line. I take it. But just enjoy. I believe collectibles and things you collect, you have to enjoy, display it. Like lightsabers. I mean, I always would like to have a lightsaber. I have cheap ones that I buy from Disney store. The last one they come out, they're really cool. They light up, they do the sound and everything. But they're not like a real lightsaber you buy for $200, you go to Disney. And, you know, why? Because I can afford it. Guys, I want it. I can afford it. So it is, but if you can, and you collect it, and you buy it, display it. Make it look good. Make it like a little display with a poster, frame a poster of Star Wars or whatever, and just put it 2 lightsabers or 1 lightsaber around. Make it a team. That's what I think you have to make a team. But collectibles can be everything. It can be, again, like it can be anything you want in collectibles. Some people collect spoons. That's no more a geek, but some people collect anything. I mean, a geek would not collect that, but it's whatever. It's just some people collect hats, tennis shoes. My God, don't go there. I don't know how you guys can afford that. I see all those people who collect and buy tennis shoes and most of it Nike or Adidas, but most of it Nike or special edition of Jordan. One pair of shoes is what I make in 2-3 days. I don't understand these people. What happened? You live with mommy and daddy and you just don't pay in rent because I don't know how you collect these things. I mean, and then you have a closet full of boxes or tennis shoes and you never wear it. You never put it on because you have it there. That is a collectible that I love to buy and to wear it, to display to myself. Hey, I have these Jordans. I got this Nike. But a lot of people, they don't. Most of the time, they just don't display. They're wearing at home in the carpet. I don't want to wear out. And just they play and take a picture, put in a selfie, put in Facebook and Snapchat, and just boom, that's it. Put it back in the box. I don't understand that. But are you one of those? Are you one of those collect shoes who buy shoes and never display it, never just wear it. Maybe you do it for the money. I understand. If you want to do a collectible, but why, if you just put it in the closet, you're never going to use it, you're never going to wear it, what the heck are you buying? Why you spend that much money? Just, dude, sell all the stuff and make it travel around the world when we are able to do that. Just travel around, do something. But let me know. You have a collectible that you love? Is something you're a fanatic like me? The Funko Pop, you know, is for a 60-year-old man, it's very sad, very depressing, and I have a problem. If you have a cure, we'd like to know. If there's a website, have a cure, a guy who had a problem with Funko Pop or collectibles, let me know, because I had a major problem and I need a cure. I don't think it's a pill. I don't like to take pills, but let me know. Are you a collectible? Did we got everything that we need to collect? Did we got everything we need? Let me know. Just send me a message, send me a voice message, and let me know that I forgot to talk about something. I just want to talk a little bit of collectibles, Funko Pops, and anything that we collect, and make a little. That's a geeky thing. That's us geeks. Collect video games. Collect, you know, a lot of people collect little toys. I mean, I remember my daughter used to collect all the toys from McDonald's. Remember all the toys, whatever Disney toys they give on the Disney toy they give you, all the kids' meal, she used to collect it. Everything was Disney. And once she grew up, she was 14, 15, I think it was when she was 16. She was, I'm a girl now, I don't need this. And she threw it away. No, so why don't you give it away? No, I don't want anybody to have my toys. These are years of collectibles. Yeah, I paid for it. You didn't. And she threw away. And 2 years later, when she was 18, she said, oh my God, Dad, what the heck? What the heck I did? Why did I throw? Why you let me throw away all those toys? Why you let me throw away all my toys from Sesame Street? All my toys for the Muppets? You're old enough. Now you make your mistake. And she started buying. That's when she started buying all the Funko Pops. And little by little, we bought the star. But that's what it is. And sometimes, don't throw it away. Use it or give it away for somebody who's going to love it more. But this is today, a podcast. It's very simple. It's 30 minutes. Talk about geeky collectibles. My problem with the Funko Pops, with some collectibles, you have a problem with the Disney pin. You got a problem with comic books. Are you got a problem like me with Funko Pops? Because if you are, we can create a club. We need some therapy. Maybe we are going to therapy together. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you give me some comments and send me some comments. It's just in my podcast. You have a voicemail you can send me. And I'm going to listen it and maybe put it in the next podcast and talk about other with you guys and answer any question you have. But until the next time, thank you for joining me. This is Geeky Life. This is a little place where all the geeks get together and we talk about little things that we like each other. And I hope you join me the next week. The next week, we're going to talk about geeky movies. And I'm talking about geeky movies, you know. It's just, I give you my list. But if you have any list of geeky movies, send me a voice message. Tell me what kind of geeky movie you love. And I want to put it on. And just talk about, are we agree? If that's a real geeky movie? Because I have few that I'm sure you're going to enjoy with me, which one I like. But until the next time, thank you. Enjoy it. If you like this podcast, subscribe and in Spotify and in every place you want it, including Amazon Music, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever they call it. I don't know. I call it iTunes, but it's Apple Podcast. And in every place. And if you enjoy it, you want to give it, share it. Share it with other people so we can be part of this geeky world, okay? And if you want to join me and see me, how I look, U Reviews is U, the letter U, Reviews, with Frankie D. It's in YouTube. Check my reviews. I haven't done much last couple weeks because there is not much to review. I'm going to do something about the Mandalorian Gallery today. But until the next time, thank you. Be safe. Thank you for joining me. I love you guys. Until the next time, don't forget, come back to Geeky Life and ciao.